Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Boom, brand new bang, and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. Oh, and it's a good one. Number one, we're remembering the official news dog of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, Wheezy. Number two, Bobby De Niro, 79 years old, announced that he had a child. People are asking me, is he a stick man or not? I answer those questions. Kevin Durant has been eliminated from the playoffs. And the week in Dick Stain, Donald Trump. All that morning, fantastic. Trust me. Hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, Iggy, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. Yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I'll say it again. Biggity boom. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. And you are now rocking with the very, very best, the world's most disruptive podcast, hands down. I'm the only person being banned, shadow banned, on each and every platform, each and every day. Why? Just let alone me. Just me, the Inflamed Ashkenazi. Just me, the Gringo Mandingo. Just me, Captain Colitis. Just me, the Jewish Jake LaMotta. Just me, the raging bullshitter. But you're now rocking with the very, very best, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Hope everybody's feeling real good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. And most importantly, I hope everybody's feeling real sane. Got to keep your screws tight. You don't want those screws getting loose. First of all, to the entire Israeli Rappapack, hope everybody over in Israel is safe. Hope everybody in Israel is sane. And I also hope everybody in Israel is staying disruptive, under attack. Again, it's like a day at the beach. It's like breathing over there. Israel's always under attack. Hopefully the true blue Iron Dome over there in Israel will continue knocking down those missiles, because they're coming. What a week it's been since the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Man, oh man, oh man. I mean, I got a lot to discuss today. A lot. I don't even know where to start, to be totally honest. I don't know where to start, but have no fear. I'll figure it out. Let me see. First of all, got to announce the sad passing of the official I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, News Dog, Wheezy. My dog Wheezy has passed away. Got Wheezy 15 years ago in a clinic. It wasn't a pound, it was a clinic in Louisiana, New Orleans. Just out, actually, it was outside of New Orleans. It was in, I don't know, it doesn't matter. I named the dog Wheezy. Such a good dog, Mutt. Beautiful dog. The last of the kennel. No, the litter. The last of the litter. And that dog slept with me the first night, the whole night. And he was just such a sweet, beautiful, loving dog that would make non-dog lovers swoon. Wheezy would make non-dog lovers swoon because he just was so sweet. And when you think about 15 years, you know, I wasn't so much thinking about the time with Wheezy initially. I was thinking about just 15 years and, you know, a lot with my kids because they were so young and it was a puppy. And just all the walks and the running. And then I was looking at videos, so many rants, so many of my initial shit-talking rants were with Wheezy, the infamous West Virginia Charleston, was it West Virginia Charleston rant? The dorm room dumbfuck rants, the Jews will not replace us rants. That was with Wheezy. It was a Saturday morning. I was walking Wheezy and found out about the dorm room dumb fucks. And Wheezy was patient. Wheezy liked when I ranted. Wheezy loved when I ranted. And Wheezy shat in my Knicks hat after they banned Charles Oakley. I let Wheezy shit in my Knicks hat. And just the cuddling and the hiking and the just the petting and just the meeting people at the door and just making people feel good. Wheezy made people feel good wherever he went. I seriously considered trying to hook Wheezy up as one of those comfort dogs. Not for me, for other people, because he just was a sweet, 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 sweet dog. And obviously, I talked about Wheezy so much on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And sometimes when I do shows on the road, people will be like, where's Wheezy? Anyway, the passing of Wheezy Rappaport happened. And obviously, you know, I was sad. My wife was sad. Everybody's sad about Wheezy. Everybody who met Wheezy loved Wheezy. He's a fucking sweet dog. Sweet, sweet, sweet dog. So I have to announce that. I didn't want to announce it, but he's gone. Wheezy's gone. But I got so many memories and just good thoughts and feelings and just such good times with Wheezy. Bobby D, Bob De Niro, just had a kid at 79 years old. Another kid. I don't know why anyone would want another kid at 79 years old, even the great Bob De Niro. But Bob De Niro, fertile. He got that good sperm, that good, pure Italian sperm. Of course he's going to have a kid at 79. He's Bobby D. Okay? A lot of people have been saying when Bob De Niro announced having his kid at 79 years old, does that make him a stick man? No, that does not make him a stick man. That makes him extremely fertile. Watch out. 79. Still got a mean, mean fuck style. But to be a stick man is a totally different thing. I don't know how many times I need to explain it. First of all, first and foremost, the rule, the most important rule of being a stick man, it's different. There is a difference between being an irresponsible creep, a creep cocksucker, and a stick man. Stick men truly have a je ne sais quoi. Stick men do it with class. Stick men do it with class, honesty, and a true je ne sais quoi. But Bob De Niro, based on what I know, and listen, Bob has probably been with so many women. He's Robert De Niro. But Bob has been married. He's been in long-term relationships from what we know publicly. So, no, Bobby D, who I love, you see him, I mean, he's on my wall. Bobby D, having a child at 79, does not make him a stick man. It makes him a little nuts. I say that with nothing but love and respect. Everybody knows how I feel about Bobby D. But a stick man is about numbers, class and numbers, class and numbers. You see, the Lakers rolled out one of the great stick men of all time, Jack Nicholson, 85 years old. Glad to see Jack. Fantastic Coxman. Warren Beatty, fantastic Coxman. Milton Berle, another great stick man. Burgess Meredith, incredible Coxman. Prince, incredible Coxman. As far as I know, Robert De Niro's been married. He's been in monogamous relationships for long term. That does not qualify a stick man. Pistol Pete Davidson, whether you like it or not, amazing stick man. An incredible Coxman. I mean, arguably the best Coxman of his generation right now. That's based on the numbers and the facts that we know right now. Pistol Pete Davidson is arguably the greatest Coxman of his generation so far. Listen, time will tell. Drake, he's the best Coxman of his generation, not even close. Based on the facts, what we know, allegedly Drake, it's rumored that Drake has been with Sade amongst, I mean, Serena Williams, Rihanna, right there you could, Kim Kardashian, allegedly, right there you could retire. And so forth and so on with Drake, an amazing Coxman, the great Matt Dillon. I mean, it's all documented in my book, This Book Has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. John Stamos, before he got married, had kids, amazing stick man. Oh, an incredible Coxman. Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight film, wasn't just dunking on the court. Derek Jeter, before he got married, just had another kid. The captain, the fucking captain, great stick man. I mean, I've broken this down time and time and time and time again. I've added people to the list. One thing about being a stick man, unless there's serious allegations, once you're on that list, you don't get off that list. You don't get on the list without us running the numbers and doing some fact-checking. When it comes to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, no fact-checking. When it comes to the Stickman Hall of Fame, a lot of fact-checking. Because like I said, difference between being an irresponsible pile of shit and making Michael Rapaport's Stickman Hall of Fame. But to answer the question, does Bobby D, and I've got to ask this a lot. To answer the question, the great Robert De Niro having a kid at 79? No. Makes him fertile. Is that right? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. His sperm count is insane. Now, I got a vasectomy. I don't know how I would fare at 53 if I could even impregnate somebody. Not that I'd want to. I would want nothing to do. And I love babies. I love babies. They are so freaking cute, little fat little babies. My kids were adorable. I've always loved kids. But at 53, would I want to start all over? Hell no. And they're like, well, he is taking care of the kids. Is he going to have a nanny? Of course, he's Bob De Niro. There's no shame in having a nanny. Any money that shames somebody for having a nanny is just somebody who unfortunately can't afford a nanny, or you ain't got no family, friends that want to help you raise your kid. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't hate Bobby D, hate the game. Of course he's got a nanny. It's Robert De Niro, he's 79 years old. Not just an American treasure, world treasure around the world and space and places unknown, undiscovered. Everybody loved Bobby D. Everybody loves Bobby D. Having a baby at 79 doesn't put him in the Stickman Hall of Fame. Case closed. Now, you want to talk about Pistol Pete Davidson? That's a different subject. We're not going to discuss that today. We're not going to discuss Pistol Pete Davidson's list or anybody else's. We are going to discuss you, Kevin Durant. You got bumped from the playoffs. Listen, there's no disputing that Kevin Durant is one of the great scorers of all time. But Kevin Durant is inevitably the type of player who goes to a very, very rich team, and then they redo the kitchen and living room. And he takes a really, really nice house and makes it nicer. But Kevin Durant is not that guy. Kevin Durant will never be the number one guy. Well, was he the best player on the Golden State Warriors? They let him. They let him be the best player on the Golden State Warriors. What do you mean, Mike Rapp? Clay, Steph, like, do your thing. And he led them. And he revamped that kitchen. He revamped that living room. And he got the Golden State Warriors not one, two championships. But they got championships before he was there. And they got championships after he was there. Took his talents to Brooklyn. Nothing. Nothing but kookiness and chaos with KD and Kyrie. Couldn't control the locker room. Couldn't control Kyrie. Then they gave up everything in Phoenix, thinking shit was sweet. Gave up everything but the kitchen sink, huh? Gave it up to get KD. And what happened? You got bumped the fuck out of the playoffs. You fuck you. You got bumped out again. And now you're getting older. And you weren't that dude this playoffs. You got bumped out. You're not that dude. Not to say that anybody, except for LeBron James, and I can't stand that fuck, has done it by himself. He's done it by himself. You can't do it by yourself, KD. Scoring is unbelievable. When you get going, magnificent, 7 feet tall, this, that, and the third, but you're not that dude. You're the dude. You get a nice car, I don't know, Ferrari, a Range Rover, I don't know cars. Nice car. And then we amp it up with a sound system and some rims, but you ain't the engine. Woo! You ain't the engine. You're the accessory to a really nice house. You're the revamped kitchen to a really nice house. And you're some 22-inch rims and a booming system. Huh? You like that? Hopefully, I'll be going emergency I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast when the Knicks, hopefully the next time I record in the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the Knicks will be preparing for Game 7 versus the Miami Heat in the world's most famous arena once again. The same arena that Ali fought Frazier for 15 hard rounds. The same arena that Marv Albert iconically said, "Here comes Willis, here comes Willis." The same arena that Frank Sinatra sang at. The same arena that JFK gave speeches at. The same arena that Billy Joel, Elton John sold out night after night. The same arena that the New York Rangers won championships. The same arena that every athlete and every musician gets hyped up to play in. Madison Square Garden. The only NBA arena with all its history intact. No more Fabulous Forum. No more Philadelphia Spectrum. No more Boston Garden. No more Chicago Stadium. The world's most famous arena. I am hoping that the next time you hear from me, the Knicks will be preparing for Game 7. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Listen, I don't know. I am not sure who listens to the Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast and who watches Vanderpump Rules. I've told you guys over and over and over that reality TV is the best TV. And I'll say that respectfully as the writers, the WGA is still on strike. And let me tell you something. I've been doing a little bit of research about this AI shit. Not Allen Iverson. That artificial intelligence. It's frightening. It is frightening the capabilities that it could just do on your phone. It is insane. Anybody that thinks it's not real, download a couple of apps because AI is real and I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm not even on the computer messing with the AI and I don't have one of these custom. You could learn it. It could learn you. It's frightening. That's one of the big things why the writers are on strike is this AI thing and it's really real. But this season of Vanderpump Rules is, I'd have to crunch the numbers and talk to a true blue expert. This is probably the best season of reality TV, of any reality TV show ever. Now, I'm sure There's people that are more in tune, bigger experts, know the stats, know all the details that can argue about, well, this season of that and that season of this. But as far as I know, and you know I'm a Real Housewives person, but as far as I know, is based on what I've seen, based on how frustrating it is, based on how entertaining it is, based on the highs, the lows, and everything in between, this season of The Real Housewives of Vanderpump Rules is outstanding. And I went on a whole rant last week on my YouTube page, at Michael Rappaport, respectfully. And I couldn't get it up to do another full rant about the most recent Vanderpump Rules, but it's lingering with me. It's staying with me like a bad dream or like a piece of art that touched my soul or a song or a movie. The newest, latest episode of Vanderpump Rules, which was supposed to be the finale, is just so good. And let me tell you something. This Rachel, this Raquel character, I don't know what's her story. Either she's Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Jason Leigh level actor, or she's out of her fucking tree. This Rachel, aka Raquel's, wacky. And stay with me, I Am Rappaport's Stereo Podcast listeners. This woman's on some gone girl, gone shit. And she just keeps coming. And you got people's moms involved. You got Katie's mother involved. I mean, she leaves you like dumbfounded. Like you're like what's happening here? And we're not done yet. Oh, we're not done yet, to quote the great Dr. Dre when he was with NWA. Oh, you thought we was done? It's so good. I think that this season of Vanderpump Rules, and I would love to hear what you guys think, this season of Vanderpump Rules is the greatest single season of reality TV ever. I would love to see if I'm alone on that. And like I said, I know there's been other great seasons of, I mean, we could go Real House, you know, Bachelor, Bachelorette, 90 Day Fiancé. I watch it all. But I would like to know if any other experts, because I'm not an expert. I know what I know and I know what I don't know. If anybody else is with me on the fact that this season of Vanderpump Rules is the greatest season of reality TV ever. That's all I'm going to say. What else is going on? I'm in Vermont, Burlington, Vermont. Okay? Come see me in Burlington, Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. 5 shows, 3 nights, but 3 of the 5 shows are almost sold out. Then we're in Providence, Chicopee, Massachusetts. Then we're in Denver. Okay? All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. michaelrappaportcomedy.com. I got some other dates coming, but those are the immediate dates. Burlington, Vermont. Providence, Rhode Island. Chicopee, Massachusetts. Denver in June. I saw a very, very, very disturbing video on social media. Apparently, allegedly, at the University of California, San Diego, some sick animals went into a bathroom. I believe, based on what I know and what I see in the video, they shit. These sick animals took a shit and then made the shit into a swastika in the bathroom. You sick fucks. You sick motherfuckers, you. I need some explanations. I need some security for all the Jewish students at UCSD. I need some explaining. I need some DNA genetic tests to find these fucks. Make them shit in a bucket and we'll test their schmears to see who did this. Why isn't this all over the news? You know why it's not all over the news? And I don't mean to sound like one of these. The reason why it ain't all over the news is because people think they're emboldened, they're comfortable to say whatever they want about the Jews. They can do whatever they want to the Jews. There's no ramifications. It's got to be blood. It's got to be Jewish blood in the streets. We need to be physically assaulted. You could say whatever you want about us. You could say whatever you want about the Jews and nothing happens. You could smear shit in a bathroom at UCSD and nothing happens. Gotta find it randomly on Instagram. Oh, well, the Jews, and oh, well, black people this, and oh, well, Latin people. I'm with all that too. I'm speaking specifically about the Jews because no one else is, or very few of us are, because that's the Jewish way, not my Jewish way. And I say that with all due love, respect. I'm not the Jew that's just going to walk away. That's not me. And I don't expect anybody else to do anything they're not comfortable with. But that's not the type of Jewish man that I am. Does it mean that I'm a tough guy? No. But I'm going to do what I got to do to bring attention to all this bullshit. And it's all over the place. People are emboldened to say what they want about the Jewish people. And I said it once, said it twice, say it a third time. It's Jewish. It ain't Jew. It ain't the Jews. It ain't the Jew. Jewish. Jewish. You spit it all out, you fucks you. But look up UCSD, anti-Semitism, the video, it's disgusting. And what a week it was for slob dick Donald Trump. First, he was found guilty on sexually assaulting E. Jean, the writer, the woman, shut up, the writer, the woman who accused him of a bunch of things, and it was in a civil court, and all you Trump freaks, they're like, oh, he wasn't found guilty, he was found this. Everybody is a law expert. Trump wasn't found guilty, he was found liable. So what? These are little details. Civil court, criminal court. We know the difference. He was found more likely than not to have done what the woman said. And it ain't got nothing to do with New York. No. You know how hard? I'm in the middle of a case right now. You know how hard it is to get in front of a judge and an actual jury? We're dealing with it right now. I am telling you firsthand, it is arduous. It's challenging. There's hoops. There's mountains to climb, literally. It's time. It's expensive. It's frustrating. E. Jean Carroll went the whole way. I don't care if it's criminal or liable. That jury found that Pig Dick Donald Trump, Dick Stain Donald Trump, was more likely to have done what E. Jean Carroll said than not. So you could use the wording you want. Where I come from, that's called guilty, you fuck. That is called guilty, you fuck. So you could talk about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the corrupt Biden family. They weren't found guilty of jack shit in a court of law, civil and or criminal. You fucks, you. Keep making excuses for this fucking guy. Keep making excuses for him. Your fandom grows. You love, you adore this motherfucker. The more things happen to him, which means you ultimately are lacking self-confidence and self-respect. You have Trump derangement syndrome, you sick fuck you. You got TDS and you're unaware of it. This fucking guy was found guilty, liable in a court of law in New York. Oh, it's New York. Yeah, it's fucking New York, motherfucker. It's the greatest city on earth. You know how hard it is to find a judge and a jury? To find an actual jury? I don't give a fuck if it's New York. I don't give a fuck if it's Texas, Missouri, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, to actually get in front of a judge and jury and to be found guilty, liable. It ain't fucking easy. And anybody that thinks it's easy, thinks it has something to do with New York, has no idea. No idea what it's like to get somebody on defamation. Dick stain Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump is now also defaming Donald Trump. And allegedly, E. Jean Carroll, she's coming back for the third time. That hat trick, she said she's going to sue him again. It's on the table, allegedly, to sue him again. Because the next day, defaming Donald Trump went on CNN and talked more shit. So they might run it back. They might run it back, you fuck. And I guarantee you, E. Jean Carroll's lawyers are like, let's go. I guarantee you. They're working on a percentage. You know how fun it is for them to take this motherfucker and rub his nose and his big fucking mouth in his own shit? That's what happened this week. They rubbed his nose in his own pile of shit. And then he went on CNN in front of a bunch of fucking dingbats up there. They're like, oh, he owned CNN. He had the town hall, he owned them. Dick Stain Donald Trump Jr., so he owned them. Tommy Loren and Don Bongino, he owned them. Don Bongino, by the way, you're endorsing Donald Trump like your endorsement means anything? I love when people think that their endorsement, like I'm endorsing this one, I'm endorsing Joe Biden, I'm endorsing Bernie Sanders, I'm endorsing Don. Who cares about your endorsement? Don Bongino, I'm endorsing Donald Trump as the next president of the United. Motherfucker, you just got kicked off of Fox, Duke. Nobody gives a fuck about your endorsement. I'm drinking my Starbucks. And this is where I pivot. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Defaming Donald Trump went on CNN, and AOC and everybody on Twitter went off on CNN for having the Republican nominee as president on their network. Ban CNN, no more CNN. It's supposed to be a news network. Whether you like it or not, Dick Stain Donald Trump, Pig Dick Donald Trump, is running for president of the United States. Whether he's found liable in a civil court this week, whether there's more cases, and I think there are, the forefathers wrote up a constitution of laws, checks, balances, this, that, and the third, and they didn't imagine having to deal with a pig, a piece of shit, like Dick Stain Donald Trump. So he's running it back until further notice. And CNN is supposed to have the Republican candidate on their network, AOC, and the rest of you that are freaking out on it. Where are we at in 2023 where Democrats, libs, are done with CNN because CNN had Pig Dick Donald Trump on for his town hall, and at the same time, Republicans are done with Fox News because they fired Tucker Carlson? What the fuck is the world coming to? The left is done with CNN because they had Pig Dick Donald Trump on there, and the right is done with Fox News because they fired Tucker Carlson. What the fuck is going on in the world? It's just so good. It's just so good. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't get it twisted. Me, Michael Rapport, I don't consider myself anything. I ain't a left. I ain't a right. I ain't a Republican. I'm in a Democrat. I'm in the party of tell me the fucking truth. I want some real answers, motherfucker. That's my party. Tell me the fucking truth. I want some real answers. Cut the finger pointing and figure this shit out. That's my party. That's the party I'm in. I want to start that party. Fuck the left, the right, the independent. I want to start that party. Who's down for that? Raise a hand. And then you got George Santos, the it girl of the Republican Party. George, the sick, lying animal Santos. My man, nobody's rocking with you, but you'd be shocked how many Republicans will still... Everybody knows this guy's a lying piece of shit. He's a lying piece of shit, and you got busted real quick, and I'm sure there's more. You lied about being a drag queen? No disrespect to the drag queens. Do you, girl? Slay. You lied about your parents dying in the Holocaust. You lied about some charity that you formed saving donks. You fuck. You fuck you. You've lied about so many things. And at the end of it, you got the nerve, the audacity to say it's a witch hunt. No, it's a bitch hunt. And they caught the bitch. And you're the bitch, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. You the bitch. They caught you, George Santos. I don't know what to say. I mean, there's so much. Pig dick Donald Trump, you don't want to concede the election? 60 cases. 60 cases, 60 times approximately, you and your rickety, bum-ass lawyers have tried to bring up about voter fraud, and each and every one of them has gotten tossed the fuck out across the country, this great nation of ours. All over the country, tossed out. Fox News got sued for $787 million. You're still talking about voter fraud? There was no voter fraud. There was no rigged election. You lost, you fuck. You fucking lost. You lost. You think not admitting when you're wrong makes you strong? I don't admit when I'm wrong. You can't admit that. Because if you admit that, it makes you look weak. What did Fred Trump do to you? What did your father do to you? Did he abuse you? Is there something you need to share with us? Who told you you think that makes you strong? You fat fuck. I looked at pictures of Fred Trump. He didn't look strong. Your father looks like shit. He looks like black tar, devil, soulless shit. Did he beat you? Is there something you need to share with us? Talk to me, pig dick. Did your parents not love you? Did they make you feel like you were dumb? Did they make you feel like you were weak? So now you think you can't pivot off of all your bullshit? You're going to lose again, pig dick. Because you're just that much of an unlikable slob. And everybody's like, well, he got a standing ovation. Look who he was talking in front of. Did you see the crowd that showed up in New Hampshire? No disrespect to New Hampshire and the great people of New Hampshire. But did you see, one of them looked like he was, I don't know, like he got his face ripped off by a monkey. I mean, this isn't a crew of number one diversity. It was all white men and white women. Where were the quote-unquote blacks for Trump in New Hampshire? Well, he got a standing ovation. The crowd laughed. And of course he had to. Do you hate women? Do you hate women? That reporter, I can't remember her name from CNN. I watched the whole thing. She was nice. She was patient. She was fair. She wasn't snide. She wasn't rude. She wasn't condescending. And of course you had to throw out, you're a nasty, nasty woman. No, you're a bitch-ass fat fuck, Trump. You are a bitch-ass, fat-ass, diaper-wearing motherfucker. You wear man diapers because you shit your pants, homie. Inevitably, if any woman doesn't bow down to you and let you physically or mentally grab them by the pussy, you call them a nasty woman. What did your parents do to you? What did they do to you? God damn it. Done. Done. Have no fear. The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is out of here. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Let's go. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.